think so.
Okay. Court, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Chad, you ready?
Sure.
All right. Kick tires like the fires. Welcome to Heat Treated Garage, where friends come together to share their love of life, creativity, and everything in between. Episode number 6 of season 2. Fellas around the table tonight are Das Chad.
Hey, hello.
The Dude.
What's up, everyone?
Big G.
Yo.
And I'm Chris, your captain. We've got a couple things to take care of right off the bat. Let's do the Patreon giveaway first.
Yeah, let's do it.
So we got two new patrons. One new patron, but two new patrons in the drawing. For the monthly drawing.
Swag pack.
So our newest patron is Julian Skinner. Some listeners may know Julian from On the Rocks podcast. He's from West Virginia. He's on there with Adam Bartram.
It's almost heaven.
It is almost heaven down there. So it there. Is beautiful. So he is not currently in West Virginia. I got some messages, text messages or Facebook chats with him yesterday. He's in the Air National Guard, I think it is. That's his full-time job. So they are training somewhere. Undisclosed location, he said he couldn't tell me till he got back. So... So Julian's our newest patron, and Bartram was right before that, kicking it hard tonight, Court, right off the bat, a little green apple.
I needed something.
You just want that jar to empty so we can start filling it with quarters, right?
Feel like being an asshole tonight, huh?
Maybe. So,
a little primer, get it running.
I'm thirsty.
You should be pickled enough with the way that pre-stain smelled last night.
I should be.
I was not feeling well after I left. Anyways, so Adam and Julian both are added into the magic wheel. And we're going to go Court. How many times should I shuffle it?
Oh, two.
Okay. One shuffle, two shuffles. Chad, how many times should we spin it?
Oh, there's four of us here, so let's do four.
Four spins. So it's going to, say winner, and then we got to reset it. But here we go. Spin number one. Spin number two. It gives you claps because you think that's the winner, but it's not. Number three. And this is for a swag pack, monthly giveaway. And my mouse just died.
For all the marbles.
For all the marbles, here it goes. Who's it going to be? Round and round it goes. I thought it was almost going to land on a previous winner, but it didn't. It went one more. Mr. Dave Nice Guy Hansen is our monthly.
Congratulations, David.
So Dave Hansen will be getting a swag pack of our choosing. We could have fun with this one. But he is the monthly Patreon swag pack winner. So congratulations, Dave. And maybe we'll call him on the Patreon and pick on him a little bit. So
sounds like a good time.
If he's lucky.
So that takes care of the Patreon for this month.
Would you be able to call him, though? Unless you can borrow your wife's phone again.
Well, yeah, because we're... So, technology here, we're trying to use the phone feature of the soundboard, and it does not recognize iPhone 15s, which three out of the four of us are high-quality users. We got the one loser over there on the table by himself, Big G,
with the best phone ever
that you're milking along on a sound. And you know, you could have claimed that if it would have worked, but it didn't even work with the sound
Our phones have been unplugged for the exact same amount of time. Yours is dead.
Mine's been unplugged since yesterday.
You didn't charge it overnight. Because I forgot
to put it on the charger last night.
Okay, you win.
So
I didn't use it at all.
But we do have a... Court came up with this... It was one of Court's ideas to do a guest interview. Listener interview. Just a short interview here. So I am going to put in the digits. We all know this listener.
555-6255-743-829-72-8675309.
So we're going to give him a call, kick it right off with the listener interview with Trevor Torrens. Because Trevor...
I'm looking at wrestling results at the same time.
Wrestling.
One of my students just got fourth at Iowa Freestyle.
Ah. So we're giving Trevor a call because Trevor had posted some pictures on the interwebs. I actually didn't see him. Annie saw him and showed me him that he was at an event. I don't know where it was or what the event exactly was. But anyways, this event had Cletus McFarland at it. And in the pictures with Cletus and some other people he met, he was wearing an HTG hat.
Gots to get him on.
So we got to have him on, have him tell us about it. So let's give him a call.
Hello.
Hello, Trevor. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So you are on the phone with, we got Das Chad,
hello,
the dude, and Big G, and myself. And you are our first ever listener interview.
Awesome.
And you earned this illustrious honor because Annie saw some pictures that you were just recently at an event meeting some well-known people, and you were wearing your heat-treated garage hat.
That is true.
So, you know, you would have told me. I would have mailed you another one to give old Cletus a hat, so
that would have been awesome.
Yeah, I've seen him wear one of those in a video would be pretty sick.
Oh, that would be awesome. He'd like throw it in the corner with the 9 million other hats he's probably got. Probably. I've never seen him wear a hat, so anyways, let's start with the basic stuff. Trevor Torrens, you are from, I know it's Missouri, but I don't remember the town.
Harrisburg, just north of Columbia.
Okay. What do you do down there?
I am now a diesel mechanic on a fleet of school buses.
Getting those kids to school safe every day.
That's right, or something like that.
And you haven't been doing that too long, though, right?
No, I've been over there for not quite 2 months now.
So, and I guess I know you better for previous job, a couple jobs ago, of you were, I guess, a trailer technician.
Yep.
He is a wealth of knowledge if you need to know trailer stuff. So,
absolutely.
And he probably...
all this knowledge in there and nowhere to put it anymore. So it just comes into conversations.
And he probably cringed last week when he heard about what I did with a trailer.
Probably everybody.
It was a familiar story. So, I've seen the other end of it many times.
Right. So you're saying I just need to get you up here to fix it for me because I still haven't found leaf springs for it. So, but, so I guess anything else, guys? Questions for Trevor?
Trevor's a wheeler too, isn't he?
He is a wheeler. He is a 2-time participant of CORE.
That's right.
So he has the bigger black XJ.
I thought he had a black XJ.
So
bigger dumpster.
He's got the bigger batter dumpster. So. But yeah, no, of course, he's been up here. You were a winner both times, weren't you?
Yep.
So that just means he spent a lot of money stupidly.
I mean, he's into wheeling, so
right.
That's part of it, right?
But
it's all pretty similar to just burning money, right?
Yeah. Real close. but when Trevor moved from Illinois to Missouri, he did get closer to, I don't know, how many, you got several off-road parks within short distance, right?
Yeah, I've got four or five within 2 hours of here, and within 3.5, there's like 6 or 7, I think.
So he's much better off than we are up here. But other than wheeling, what's kind of some other hobbies?
Shooting stuff.
Oh, that's a great hobby.
Making clay turn into smaller pieces is a pretty big one. And wheeling, that's pretty much all. Oh, and RC cars. Can't forget about that.
Yeah.
Got a pretty good RC car collection.
Cool. Nice.
Done a few RC things in the day. Used to help run a RC demolition derby group in the area. Traveled around a little bit doing that. So,
oh really?
Yeah, done some RC stuff.
I have seen videos of RC demolition derby, but I never entirely understood how it worked. Is it based on body damage or actually breaking the cars?
Body damage. So we built the bodies out of like an aluminum trim coil, like you would use for trimming your house, and then we'd have an aluminum subframe, and then basically, I mean, a lot of times ended up off battery. It's basically last guy running is how we did it with ours. So learning how to conserve your battery and not, you know, just run full throttle the whole time, plus taking out cars. The more cars you can flip on their back or break so they can't move anymore, the better is how we kind of ran it. But yeah,
that's cool.
Done some RC stuff in the past. Haven't been so much lately just because life's been too busy to play with my toys.
But all of them, big and small.
Big and small, yes.
So I guess, you know, one of the reasons to call you as he, I was going to look back. I think Trevor is one of our oldest Patreons as well.
I was in there pretty quick.
If I sort the list, somebody else asked me another question. I'll find this out.
So was it Cletus and Cars you were at?
Yeah, it was at the Indy 800 in Indianapolis.
Just to watch or to do something?
Just to watch this time, but
how was it?
It's
one of those things awesome. I thought would just be a blast to go to, and I need to try to get to one.
It was. I didn't really know what to expect from the burnout thing. Like, I mean, obviously doing burnouts is sick. I didn't really understand how you could competitively do it. Or, like, as kind of un-American as it sounds, I didn't really understand the point of doing it competitively. And then I watched it and was like, no, I get it. There was an older Ford. I don't know if it was a 150, F-100, whatever. But it was like a 76 to 72 body style. And the truck was called Burning Green. And it's got some crazy motor in it. And this dude went out there and just annihilated his tires. And as soon as it started, I was like, okay, I've seen everything I need.
There might as well have been bald eagles flying overhead. And
yeah, it was crazy. It's like a full, like, Pro Mod motor that's just for killing tires.
Did they do it as good as the Australians?
There was an Australian there.
Was there?
There's a Hilux with one of those rod shop motors in it that's called Luxifer.
Yep, I've heard of that one, actually.
He was there, and his run was pretty good. I don't think he completed the whole thing.
So how do they determine who wins a burnout contest? Is it all fan favorite?
It was, so they have 2 minutes, and the objective is to pop both tires.
Okay.
Stopping counts against you, backing up counts against you, and not popping tires counts against you.
Okay.
So the faster you can get through tires. Yeah, the faster you can get through the tires, the better.
And you have to fill up the whole 2 minutes pretty much too. You can't blow them in the first 30 seconds.
No, if you blow them in the first 30 seconds, that's a good thing. The winner of the... There was an open class, a rivals class, and then a pro class. And the winner of the rivals class was Matt from Demolition Ranch. And he got through both of his tires in like 42 seconds or something, and he won that class.
So it is fastest to blow them, and then style points and such after that.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I know. So,
do they have like everybody got to run the same tires then?
I don't think so. I don't think there's any.
I just buy some junk ass tires then.
I see, and I.
Because I would almost think to keep it fair, everybody would have to start off with a brand new set of the same tires.
And that's, I know, like, they had, when I was at SEMA, they had the Hoonigan, in the Hoonigan pit, they had, and they just had a stack of tires and a couple tire machines sitting there, and they were just mounting up tires. And that, I don't know if it's that same Hilux that I saw there, but I know it was an Australian, it had this Australian Toyota that, and when Trevor says, like, a mod motor, think of Andy Fangman's motor in a, like a little Toyota Hilux, and it literally sat in there, you know, and blah, 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 blah. It sounds like it's barely running, and then they just mat it and start doing spins and donuts. And
so I found a picture of that truck. So it's a bump side Ford. So that'd be like 60,
that green,
67 to 72 ish.
So there's, truck style. There's two guys in town here that do it too.
Okay, Burning Green.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet looking truck. That
is a sweet truck.
Yeah.
Is that the one from Manchester?
I don't know. That's
there's a white one like that, and there's a green one like that.
From Manchester?
Yeah.
Really? I did not know this.
Yeah. I can't think of his name. He used to run Napa.
Oh, Kelly Boys?
From. Yeah, that one. Adam has a burnout truck, I think.
Okay. So I'm sorry, Trevor, didn't miss that. What'd you say?
I didn't remember where he was from. I heard, but I don't know. I want to say that his YouTube channel was like Boosting Garage or something like that. But he had two trucks. He had that one that won, and then he took second place with his other truck.
Death
and it was
Trap.
The same style truck. Yeah, Death Trap.
Yep. I'm looking at his Facebook page.
The guys from Manchester then?
No. It's not, I'm trying to figure out where they're from.
Okay, so it's different. Because I thought the Kelly Boys were doing something.
They were doing pulling trucks.
Well, they got out of the pulling trucks, but they took the motors and stuff and were doing something different with it. But I never heard what it was.
I think he is doing some burnout stuff.
Or like a exhibition.
Death Trap.
Death Trap's the other truck.
It's Kelly. It's the Kelly Boys.
He's from Manchester.
They're from Manchester. Manchester. Yeah. That's crazy.
That's wild. He's won it a couple times in a row.
He lives in Greeley.
So, yeah. That's crazy that those guys, Manchester guys, are the guys you watch, and they're from here in our town. So
I know who you should try to get on.
We might have to do that. So, I guess they had the burnout contest down there. What else was going on? So I saw your picture with Cletus, and then there was a picture with another guy. Who was the other guy? I didn't recognize him.
I took pictures with a couple people. There was one with Cletus. There was one with LS George is one of the other guys on his channel. He does a lot of the camera stuff, but he's also got that Blazer that they drag race with, the little two-door Blazer.
Is he as squirrely in person as he is on camera?
He was fun to talk to, yeah. I'm not going to lie, though, that when I went up there, like, you know, it'll be cool, I'm going to meet them, and then I was, like, just completely starstruck.
Did
like,
you fangirl?
Talk at all. Absolutely. I had brought me and my friend Kyle went out there. The same my co-driver from Core.
Oh yeah.
That Kyle.
Yep.
Him and I went out there together, and we were in CVS just getting some stuff the night before, and walked past the diecast model cars, and I saw a red C5 Corvette that looked like what their drag car Ruby used to look like. So I bought one and brought it with and went up there like with all the ambition in the world to say hi to Cletus and talk to him. And he was like, hi, I'm Cletus. And I was like, yeah, I don't know who you are. In this Corvette. Like, can you sign my Corvette? You know, it was like super awkward. And
he probably gets it a lot.
Oh, I'm sure. The same thing happened when I talked to George the first time, but we went back the second day for the meet and greet and talked to him a little bit more and then actually talked instead of just being weird. But we also saw the two mechanics that they have there, mechanics, fabricators, wiring guys that do everything, Ty and Zach. Talked to them for a couple minutes because they had some people coming up to them just in the pits. And then I saw James, who's one of the other drivers and a mechanic on his team too. He's the one who actually drives Ruby.
Talked to him
for a couple minutes. Yep, Jack Stan Jimmy. He signed the side of the little Corvette. And talked to Matt from Demo Ranch for a few minutes. Saw Derek from Vice Grip Garage, but I never got a chance to actually talk to him. But it was cool. There was a lot of cool people out there.
Cool.
That sounds like a damn good time.
That makes me want to go now.
Yeah, we had
to when we go, it sounds like a trip.
We need to put on the calendar for next year.
So
yeah, it was worth it. It was a lot of fun.
Take Vicky out there, see if we can.
Oh, we're going to blow my truck out. I guess the 50 probably won't do big enough burnouts to win anything anyway.
Probably not.
The only one that's got the horsepower to turn.
Right, yeah. We'll here we go. Vicky, Trevor's a Ford guy, so I'm outnumbered.
But. Well, if nothing else, there's a streetcar shootout part of it, and there's just like open grudge racing where you can just tech in whatever you brought with and run it on the strip. So you could make a pass in it just to see what happens.
Sure.
I realized right after we started watching that I would have been completely welcome to enter my Wrangler in it just to see what happens. There was a guy who was driving a like 99 to 04 V6 Mustang, and he was giving it everything it had, but you know, it only had so much to give. So there was some conversation. There was
nothing
what was faster.
Yeah, there's nothing impressive about that 3.8 V6 that Ford had. No. Like the GM one, that 3.8 was fun. The 3.8 Ford had was not.
It was very nice for just nice backcountry cruising in a convertible.
It was that's what it was adequate.
Fuel economy cruising.
They were really good at letting head gaskets go.
I don't remember which. I don't remember if it was 3.8 or 4. I don't remember.
Yours was the 4.0.
So I don't. I only ever opened the hood to change oil. So. And that wasn't that much because we didn't have it that long.
Those 3.8s did handle rev limiter pretty well. One of my friends used to have one, and all that we did was beat the shit out of that car.
I mean, that's
what both horsepower. They were in full action the whole time that we would drive it.
All 42 horses that it right? had.
Exactly. Yeah.
They were all running. So.
Well, Trevor, we appreciate you taking a few minutes tonight on a Sunday night to be our first listener interview, just in to be wearing our hat out there in such prestigious company out there representing Heat Treated Garage.
We appreciate it.
So,
well, thanks for having me on.
You are more worldly traveler than we are lately. So, any final thoughts from you? You got for the everybody that listens to Heat Treated Garage, you've got their attention.
Oh man, yep.
Starstruck again.
You got me.
I think we have a title.
Can you sign my Corvette?
We do. Somebody write that down. So, well, you sign my Corvette. There we go. That one is Starstruck again. So, you know, we don't have a topic tonight. So, if you don't want to hear us ramble, you got anything we should talk about?
I don't know. Signing Corvettes and kissing babies or something.
Being starstruck.
Coming
yeah.
one day.
So
yeah, meeting famous people.
Meeting famous people, that might be a good topic.
I know you've talked to a few of them.
I have a few.
And SEMA and all that stuff.
So
talked about it a little bit. A
little bit. So, well, we got to give Annie her phone back. So we're gonna wrap up this the first ever segment here. And Trevor, thanks for being a supporter. And you know that other podcast they talked about you. If you haven't listened to that, I had some driving to do the past few days, so I listened.
I was trying to listen to it on the way back from Indianapolis today, but the weather was nice, and I had all the windows down and the hatch open on the TJ, so
sure.
I didn't get to hear any of it. But that's the plan for at work tomorrow, is but, to get you know, caught up on they, what I've missed.
They were talking that they were for sure you were one of the two, because I had told them that to shout out, talk about Core, because we only had two listeners that I knew were actual listeners of that podcast. That had applied for Core, and they said, "Well, Trevor's got to be one of them." And they weren't. You haven't, so
I have not. Somebody needs to finish this Jeep that's in my garage, and it's probably going to have to be me. So,
all right, man. Thanks for taking the call, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good, guys. We'll see you.
Thanks, Trevor.
See you later, buddy.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, so that wraps up that. Who wants to run this back into Annie quick?
I can. Okay. Was he the one that rode the compactor?
No. Nope, that's Tommy.
Tommy.
That's Tommy always, that rode the jumping jack.
I always get those two mixed so, up.
Well, we'll make up some...
I'll be back.
All right.
If I'm not back in 2 minutes...
Wait longer?
Just wait longer.
So, well, we won't talk about the thing sitting in the middle of the table till you get back.
Oh, okay.
We'll talk about the other big thing on the table.
Put your pants on, Chad. Or don't take them off. One of the two. I don't know. I'm confused.
So we were at a family birthday today, and my cousin said, "Hey, I got something for you." So we had a case of Burrs for the boys and a giant Canadian whiskey.
For the men?
Yeah. So thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
So this is from Maker's Mark, so Sam's Club. He said he had had it before, and he thought it was actually really good, and it's really cheap.
So, cheap, good whiskey? I'm in.
So it's worth trying. So
let's
pop the top on this.
Ooh, that's got a good pop.
It's got a good pop to it. We got glasses?
And it looks a lot like the Texas Crown.
It is very vaguely from the Crown of similar sized for Dan, if Dan's... Yeah.
It's similar size in the bottle.
If Dan's listening, geez, what am I saying? That's so. If you notice this, one of the other bottles on the table here, investment fact for anybody: invest in Bird Dog because I'm drinking a lot of it lately. So
might have to pop the top of the Texas just to
compare. It's very similar, isn't it?
Give me just a sec.
We're going whiskey drinking tonight. I'm your Huckleberry.
Do you want a glass to test them? Should we do a side-by-side taste test? Okay. So.
Guess who's back?
Back again. I don't remember the rest.
Not Slim Shady, more like Fat Shady.
Cast and Shade, huh?
Cast
and Shade.
So.
Hey, can we talk about how much... if you don't start buying more tools, your wife is going to surpass you.
Talk away. I'll share pictures.
And she's got a lot better organized system than you do.
So what you're saying is you want to talk about how my wife's cooler than everyone else's wives?
Well, she's cooler than you for sure.
Right.
We're going to have to throw hands, right, though, if you try and tell me your wife's cooler than my wife.
I'm just saying. So, Maker's Mark, they're similar, Chad.
That's kind of what I thought, too.
Here, Geyer. Smell that one. Oh, wait. You got a fucked up sniffer.
Well, let me smell the other one.
You weren't getting...
I couldn't smell anything in that one.
I was, like, getting pickled last night. So last night, let's foreshadow what's burning is. Court is feverishly trying to get doors stained and installed before a graduation party.
Yeah.
And I was over there for a little while last night after... a long day of driving, and I had two issues hit me all at once. One was I was not feeling well from the fumes, and the other was I was going to have a Geyer moment. So,
shit yourself.
So I said, "Well, boys, I'm out." And
it was like all of a sudden he was standing there talking. He's like, "Whoop, gotta go."
I was gone. I felt bad because you were trying to get those doors done. But taste wise, what do you think, Chad?
Wait, did you cleanse the palate in between tastes?
I haven't tried the second one yet.
Oh, okay.
I don't notice much difference. The Texas is a little stronger. There's more alcohol in it, for sure.
Like, by proof on the labels, or?
So this is only 80 proof.
And the Texas is what?
90 some, I think.
The Canadian whiskey?
Yeah.
From up in Kentucky, Stan?
Yeah. We're going to start talking funny if we drink this? Or like our heads will open like weird, like South Park? Or?
They'll hinge at the neck, right, instead of the jaw.
Very similar. I will go with that.
Very similar.
Now with the cut?
I wonder what the cost difference between the two is.
The one has to get shipped from Texas. Well,
they've both been free so far.
Right.
This giant bottle, Mike said, was like $19.
Ooh, that seems
And that's the only size it comes in.
It seems reasonable.
So would they call that one like a handle? Or a Texas fifth? Admit, I've never been a booze guy. I don't know. Is a Texas fifth and a handle the same?
Yeah, Texas fifth and a hand is a handle.
So how much is a Texas fifth? Is that elite? Is that like a...
Is it a 1.75?
Something like... 1.75 is a smaller one, isn't it?
No.
I don't know. I drink 12 ounces, 16 ounces, 24 ounces.
Whoa. Cheese and rice.
Hey, remember, you're talking to boys here, Chad.
1.75 liters compared to just a 0.75 for the smaller bottle.
Okay. See the extra one.
Say, make sure you keep it in freedom units.
I think they're very similar, so I'm going to do this.
That was not a freedom unit.
Similars?
Huh?
Similar or?
No, he said 1.75 liters. I'm like, that's not a freedom unit.
So you got to convert that, huh?
That seems like a lot of work.
Makes my brain hurt.
Just short of a half gallon.
So, all right. Well, let's go to something else that we've got.
I think it's the same thing. It's just diluted more. I'm almost convinced.
What are you comparing the Canadian whiskey to?
The Texas whiskey.
Texas Crown? That's a Canadian whiskey too.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Texas Crown is a Canadian whiskey.
It was imported by a Texas company.
Okay. So the Canadian whiskey is a watered-down version of the...
Yeah, the Sam's Club version, I think, is just...
That would stand to reason with the different proof, and when are we going to try making our own?
Chad says, hold my cup.
It's cheaper to buy it.
But...
You need a lot of specialized equipment.
It is. I know.
And if you fuck up, you go blind.
Yeah. Hobby.
No, that's masturbation.
No, that's Harry Palms.
It sounds like a lot of work. So,
it is.
I think we could figure it out.
I mean, I always heard both. Harry Palms and...
Go blind?
You go blind.
Well, maybe.
Depending on who was telling
Maybe we should talk to the... We'll go talk to the Blom brothers over in Galena. We do have an open invitation to come over, tour the distillery, maybe even do a podcast from there and have them on. Mike is a very... Mike, one of the Blom brothers, is a very good customer of mine at the shop.
Your dad's probably got all the stuff out there somewhere if you dug deep enough to build a still.
Check Facebook. It's on Marketplace.
Yeah. Everything's for sale.
So, everything's for sale.
He's literally, if you go look right now, I love you, Dad, but I cracked up. I was flipping through Facebook today and I saw it. I'm like, that's just shit hanging on the wall. He's just taking picture of it on the wall and putting it for sale and people are showing up. We ran into him at the gas station last night and he's like, you know what? He goes, I'm selling stuff. I'm getting rid of stuff. And mom's like, yeah, we spent all day and had all kinds of people. Dad goes, but everybody wants to sit and talk. I'm trying to get stuff done.
Wait, your dad's the one? Dad's the one that's like, okay, y'all got to go. We got time to talk.
Hey, man. I got timelines here. So
we got to go over and get some stuff picked up from him. I got a picture the other day, like,
hey, yeah,
you're supposed to come get this stuff. I'm like, what do you want?
I brokered a deal for some yard equipment for court help with the lawn. We got a whiskey barrel to go over there.
Yeah, a bunch of
and that is a good segue to Guy. What is in the middle of our table that's going to sit on top? Well, I don't know. It might have to travel with us. I'm not sure yet.
He doesn't travel well.
He probably doesn't travel well, and he's probably a pain in the ass to travel with.
Just like the real thing.
Right. Life size. You can't even go with the Ertl, just like the real thing, only smaller, because they're about the same size. Now, what do we got?
Chris found a...
Annie brought Annie. It.
Oh, is it from her work?
It's from work. It was a sample through DDI, but...
Annie found us a little garden gnome humping a rock.
It's full of tannerite.
I had one of my students that's... she's... a really gifted artist.
Very gifted.
Had her, I'm like, hey, you want to paint this thing up so it just doesn't look like a rock sitting on a rock? She goes, sure. I'm like, just make sure you give it a flame beard.
And she
treated garage.
And it's named even too.
That looks like a freaking fire.
That is an awesome flame beard. She could make she could get a job just doing real flames on cars with that kind of flaming.
Yeah. I mean, looks
real. It's awesome.
Looks real. And
we've named him.
No prompting from myself.
Oh, you didn't tell her anything about that
she
part?
She just...
she added that?
I don't know if she'd been talking to people or
is
what.
Is she a listener?
But,
I think she's a listener.
She did name the gnome Dustin.
All right, everybody, put your 25 cents in. So this is... I don't know that my...
I felt bad because she had it all done and she was bringing it into school. And she's like, I dropped it. I'm sorry. So she's like, I'll take it home and like the parts that broke off to repaint them. Like, it's fine.
It was
fine.
Just his hat that broke
it's
a little
fine.
Bit.
It's fine. And looks she's awesome. Like, no. And then the light broke too. There's a little.
Yeah,
little
the light was never going to work
inside. It was never going to work inside. It was never right. Going to see sunlight anyway.
We definitely need to find a real hat like that for the real Dustin.
That would be awesome.
I bet we can do that. So
I always
I've got some rhubarb leaves behind my house. That's about what it looks like. Is yeah. A rhubarb.
It does
leaf
look
hat.
Like that. Yeah. So
I always kind of envision the girl that painted this to be like a kindergarten teacher, someone you know, younger elementary, because mm-hmm. I think that's what she's planning on doing.
Yep, she is.
I think she needs to be an art teacher.
Yeah. Definitely, with she's, talent like that.
Oh, the pictures that you sent that she does of art.
Well, and yeah. And then you said though that she, I mean, some of the high school art contest or judging, and they're like not even giving her any kind of recognition
for what I want to recount say for. I would say she showed me the work that she took to the Womack Art Festival, and the one that I thought was her best work didn't even get an honorable mention.
That's
and she goes, I don't know why that didn't win anything. And granted, I'm biased; it was my artwork, but I thought that one. And she's a very humble person, sure. So for her to sit there and go, I thought so, that was the best one.
I don't
there
know if
was,
it's a.
I want her to research like some you know Ed Ross, some old school hot rod style art, because I want a big, cool, unique painting behind my desk at work, like in my office at home. I think it'd be cool. Like I'd pay her to make me something.
She sold some of her stuff for. I'm like, you ever selling it? She's like, oh yeah, yeah. I've sold a number of pieces. I'm like, how much you get for them? She's like, most. I think she said the most she's gotten is like $500 for one of her paintings.
I mean, she doesn't do one that nice for me.
I talked to
like she whips them out pretty quick. That one of the monkey that I sent you guys. Mm-hmm. I think she said she got that one done in like 5 hours.
So I had brought up to Gary that if she could do like. Not as a at least a one-off for me.
She said she'd paint heat-treated garage on your doors, too.
I want a heat-treated garage in, like, the old, so it looks like old service truck on the doors with the flat black. We just
that would
but
be
I, but
awesome.
I told her you were going to hire her, so she's expecting payment.
Well, give me an estimate on payment, because...
I think this one was to get her in the door. Sure. So this one was gratis.
And now she's, you know... I want a 2024 Westover Auto shirt, and I'm going to keep harping about it.
Why don't you have her draw up an autos?
That's what I sent. You seen the little picture I sent? Yes. Like, have her look. Like, she could design a kick-ass shirt. It's Caleb's senior year. I'd really like a 2024 Westover Auto shirt. I'd probably buy a few of them, because you'd only do
I think
it once
the guys at this table,
years.
Well, three out of the four guys at this table would probably fund most of the cost.
Yeah, I need some new gear.
It's already. What's the date?
Hey, just have her draw
it's
it up.
It's the 5th of May.
Hey, yeah, just have her draw it up.
Before the end of the school year, that'd be tight.
Ask
tight,
her to,
tight.
Hey, just have her draw it up. I will take care of getting Court and Me shirts made.
Yeah. We just want a couple.
We just, yeah, we'll just make our own. But so I'm trying to scroll back to your pictures here, because I know there is a Womack art trophy, and I know I have a picture of it because I've seen it in the trophy case at the school. That is actually the trophy is in the name or honor of my uncle, who was the art teacher at South Tama for a very long time. And, I think her artwork's deserving of that trophy. So I'm tempted to write a letter to somebody and say, you don't know what you're talking about. But at any rate, yeah, definitely ask her, you know, ballpark figure on painting my doors. Cause I think it'd look cool on there.
That'd be bad. Like you'd do like a white or a color, and then sand
and then
on it.
Sand so it, sand it, so it you know it looks weathered.
That'd be sweet.
You know, since we painted the truck.
I've been contemplating painting the cabin doors of mine black and leaving everything else normal.
I told you that it would be.
I know. I've been contemplating it. Because everything matches except for my cab and my doors. So if I just painted those black and then have the opposite of your truck where the nose of yours is color and everything else is black, mine would be color, black, color.
I think that'd be a cool contrast.
So I think I'd at least attempt to do the same color first. And if you screw up, then you can always go black.
That's a good. That's probably.
Try to do matching.
Then you have more layers to sand through and whatnot. Yeah.
There's no. Because both doors are. No, just one door is red.
One door's burgundy. Primer.
Burgundy.
One door's burgundy. The cab's red.
That's extra flair.
So you could flat black the cab, try to match the one door. And worst case, we spray the doors.
Yeah, that's. I don't know. I just. My OCD bothers me with fucking.
Dude, it's the style.
The nose is on.
Like, the more they're mismatched, the better.
I had a trick. So, the Torque Fest was this weekend. And of course, none of us made it there, but I had some guys stopping in the shop Friday looking for some parts of that. And was talking to one. Oh, boy. He had a Willys pickup, like Otis, but it was. Had a big block Ford, like what, 490 or whatever, big block Ford in it, gasser style. So, let me clarify. This is not Carolina squat. This is gasser. Front end is higher, but that's a gasser. Solid axle, carbureted, had the old Hurst automatic shifter in it. They're curved stick to convert a column shift to floor shift. Had the old Moon Eyes, an original 60s Moon Eyes fuel tank sitting on the front bumper.
You have another tank besides that one? Because that would, you can never go anywhere.
That was his overflow tank for the radiator. I was looking, I'm like, okay, yeah. So it looked the part, because that's where they put the, you know, a little mini tank for the dragsters. Yeah,
like 1 or 2 gallons. Yeah. Like, you could go nowhere.
one or two max.
Yeah.
But no, he had a big aluminum fuel cell under the bed back, similar to like mine was. You could see it from the bed. I'm talking to him, he's like, yeah, I got 4,000 miles on it this year alone. And he had driven over his
he's
friend.
He's got more miles on that than my daily driver.
he's been on, he had power, Hot Rod Power Tour for several different years. He said he's going again this year. He said he might be up at back to the 50s up in Minneapolis, which I'm thinking about running up to.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what weekend that is.
End of May. No. Yeah, it's
any time before June 15th.
It's end of May. I don't remember when it is, but that's definitely one I'd like to take the trucks up to, because we're older than 64, so the trucks would be in. It's 64 and a half. It's 64 and older is all that they let in that.
Tell us to go a couple years ago, like with AJ, and just it didn't work out because he goes up there every year.
I went up there one year, and he had a trade show up there.
Do they get all anal if it's, because I mean, yeah,
neither one trucks, of our vehicles,
but your engine and drive train are newer.
They have different. If you're actually in there for the, you know, the showing, they do have like all originals and that. But I was talking to one of the guys when I was up there. That's somebody driving by tractor or something.
They're taking their sweet ass time.
So, you gotta listen to On the Rocks. Those guys, I swear they're sitting on the edge of the road. When they're at Adams recording, they move around where they record, but when they're at Adams, the vehicles go by, and of course they get everything from bikes to trucks, everything else, and it sounds like you're sitting right next to the road when they go by on there. But anyways, and I said, so, you know, I was asking that, because like, or at Torque Fest, if you have like newer wheels on an older vehicle, and that they send you down below, or you know they split up where,
and you
who goes where.
Can't open your hood if you got
a newer motor, tractor. You can't open the hood. And some of them, honestly, some of them kind of dumb rules, I think, because rat rods are rat rods. But
that's the thing; it's a rat rod show, so it doesn't. I mean, I don't know if they really consider it a rat rod show. It feels like a rat rod show when you go to it.
Most of the shit that's there looks like it, but anyways, he says, yeah, you know, he goes, for judging wise, we split up the classes, but. He goes, and we kind of, you know, put trucks over here and that, just so people know where other things are. But he says, honestly, he says, it really comes down to, as long as it's 64 or older. He goes, we don't want anything more. He goes, And I was standing there, and another guy says, well, why only 64? Why don't you guys, you know, open that up to, you know, the muscle cars and that?
Well, they did already. They said back to the 50s. I'm like, okay, we let so, 4 years out of the 60s.
So he goes, no, it's 64. Because 64 and a half, them fucking Mustangs were built, and we don't want them here. He literally said that. I mean, that is in that club's. They don't want Mustangs in there because they're like, the Mustang came out.
So and it, 63 has got to be the limit because Mustang came out in 64.
64 and a half.
64 and a half. So it's going to be.
It's 64.
64 and a half is the way Ford said it. It was a 64 and a half was the first year of it.
I know. My dad had one. Love that car.
That'd be a lot, worth that a lot of money right now.
That was one of his favorite cars he ever had.
But at any rate, there's a lot of other local ones. I've been saving them.
What, I gotta go back Ryan, and when's Ryan? August?
No.
June?
Is it June?
Ryan Nationals is the end of July.
Maybe just July. I thought I had it in the calendar, but I don't see it here. July 27th is the Misfits car show in Delhi. I'd like to be at. I know that it's in Facebook, but I thought I had it in the calendar too.
They don't have anything listed on their Facebook page for it since 2018.
That's a little outdated.
A little bit, yes.
A little bit. So I don't know. I know it's coming up. I guess the main one I'm shooting for to at least have our four main builds that should be done by then is the weekend of Car Cruise, Friday night August. Downtown in August.
Whew, that's a tight schedule.
You might be sitting there without a box on it, but it's going to be drivable. Schedule for Icky. So Icky's going to be in Car Cruise. Oof. I'll let you drive my truck in, and I'll drive it, hand shift it with a cable hanging between my legs if I do, but Icky's going to be in Car Cruise.
If Icky's going on Car Cruise, I'm driving.
See, there's the motivation I wanted.
But it just seems like it's a long ways away from being on the road.
Just bolt some trailer lights to the back of it. You don't need a box.
All good.
Yeah.
It just feels like it's a long ways from even
It's a long ways, but it is obtainable. If we got the Scout ready in 3 weeks for Core.
We weren't building the house in the middle of that situation. Like, we had all of our free time could go to the Scout.
You told me after the graduation we could.
After the graduation we can hammer on the
So
truck.
That's only. So that's still 2 months. 2 months. Four. That's 8 weeks between graduation and Car Cruise. Okay. We can do it. You might not be here for all of it, but we can get it done.
We can do
You'll
it.
Be driving.
That'd be cool. I mean, so we got the big parts. It's what's wiring.
Waiting on me.
Waiting on for wiring.
No, he's
stuff.
Waiting on me because I gotta get the fuel tank.
Wait,
built.
The fuel tank. Put in
fuel tank mount and
that ratchet strap is doing a really good job holding that gas tank in there.
That ratchet strap is holding a 2x4 that's sitting on the exhaust.
We cut that part of the exhaust off though. It's
I know,
fine.
Yeah, with the hangers is what's there. So there's a little bit to do, but
it's fine.
We'll get there. It'll be there. But so, Mark Trepto threw out a topic, or we could go with Trevor's celebrities and save Mark's for maybe next week. What do you guys want to do?
I've never met a celebrity.
You've never met a celebrity?
I don't think I have either.
Nobody's semi-famous at all.
Ron Steele does not count.
No.
Technically, in some people's world, he would.
He's a local celebrity.
Local celebrity. We didn't say
Who's
world.
Ron Steele?
KWWL News.
Anchor for the news.
What channel is that?
Seven.
Oh, I didn't watch Channel 7. That was for peasants.
You were an ABC guy, weren't you?
Channel 9, buddy. I don't know what channel that is. So, either. I'm
just 9.
Talking shit.
He lived in Hudson, so we saw him all the time.
Right.
I can't think of any famous person I've ever met.
So, okay, so let's set the bar here first. We're talking local, state, regional, national. What are you thinking?
Well, I mean, local celebrities, we talk to each other all the time.
hey, notorious, not celebrity.
No, there's a difference?
Yeah. Go to my sleep study and get asked about my fire.
Inquiring minds want to know.
They did.
No.
I played pool with Billy Bob Thornton one time.
See? So?
Court has no fucking clue who he is.
He's the guy on Armageddon with the steel legs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, it ain't got no gas in it. He was dating a girl from Calmer for about 2 minutes.
This is pre-Jolene, right?
Huh?
Pre-Angelina? Jolie, certainly.
I don't
know. Had to be.
They were married. Well, they were only married for like 2 minutes, too.
Well, it's Hollywood marriage, but.
So every time you made a ball, were you like, all right then?
All right then. Was it before that?
Can I get some of them French fried potatoes?
So, was this at the Top Hat?
No, this was at Whiskey Grove in Calmer.
So, any other semi-famous or famous people?
I'm not super well traveled.
And what is the level of meet? Like sit and talk to with them for a while, or just say, "Hey, how you doing?"
I think if you met a celebrity, they had to talk back at you.
So like a conversation.
I mean, like you had
not just get in line, get a picture with them, and move on.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Or
in my opinion.
Just hey, how you doing? Hey, nice to meet you.
That doesn't count either.
That doesn't count either. You gotta actually have a conversation with them.
You have to talk to the person.
Probably if that's the standard. Trying to think, Levi LaValle I hung out with for a couple hours and actually talked about kids and Dean being a dad and that kind of thing. That's probably somebody that most people would know.
I don't.
He jumped world's longest snowmobile jump New Year's Eve for Red Bull. He's one of the more famous snowmobile riders for Red Bull. Ken Diggett.
Yeah.
I technically had a conversation with Ken Diggett. I was standing next to Kevin. Kevin was finding out about paint for one of his cars. That was just at SEMA this year. Lots of other ones that I met and talked to for just a few minutes at like SEMA. Some people are, like Fred Williams, Dave Chappelle, the white one. From so, Dirthead Dave.
So who's a celebrity that you would want? If you had a chance to have a beer with a celebrity.
Top two and they're tied.
Who are they?
Mike Rowe and Jesse James. And honestly, there's a third one that's starting to push Mike Rowe out of the way.
Really? Who's that?
Mike Rowe's mom.
Mike Rowe's mom.
Peggy Rowe, I think, would be a riot to listen. If you don't listen to any other of the way I heard it, just look for the ones where it's like coffee with mom or talking with, anything that has Peggy, and go listen to that. It's hilarious.
Hilarious fun stuff.
It's like, she reminds me of my grandma, my grandma Masters, a lot. Just, she's a writer. She's got like 4 or 5 bestsellers now. And but just the way she talks about things and she talks to Mike like he's still
a little kid.
Not a little kid, but like
calls him Michael.
She calls him Michael. And then I just, anytime she's on his podcast, I'm like, I'll definitely listen to that episode. But that or Jesse James, just because,
I think Jesse James would be a fucking prick.
I don't think he would.
You don't think so?
I think it all depends on the environment and the mood he's in.
Yeah.
But if you could have a legitimate.
I think he comes off as a dick because he's got a short bullshit meter.
Yeah. That's a lot of it.
And if it's like just not as jammy, he's like, fucking whatever.
But that's a guy that.
He's super. I look up to him as talent, a talented person. I don't know if I'd want to go have a beer with him. Unless he doesn't drink, so he could drink a cola.
I'll have a cigar with him.
He does like cigars.
I don't. A pot. Have a beer with is always the. Not necessarily have to be a beer.
Sure.
If you listen to any of his interviews where he actually gets into the interview and talks with a person. He came about, he learned from old school guys that are better than anybody that's got a TV show.
Right. He just got lucky with his TV shows, honestly. I mean, he's talented, but a lot of talented people out there.
And how many people told him,
famous.
You know how many people told him to not take the Walmart deal?
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, money's money. And, anybody that's got...
When they started selling West Coast Shopper stuff at Walmart, though... I stopped wearing all the stuff I bought from him at his shop. Like, fuck you, bud.
Money's money.
It is, but
if Walmart calls up tomorrow and says, "Heat Tree Garage T-shirts," we're selling them, buddy.
No, we're not. We're just like, fuck you, Walmart.
So, but anybody that would,
if tell, you can't tell Walmart to fuck off, you just have them talk to me. Okay. I'll tell them to fuck off.
Oh. Tell Court sees those dollar signs, it pays off his house.
Nope, I don't care. I would piss off Walmart.
You are way too fucking proud, buddy. Yeah.
No. I'd hang a Walmart sign on my house for him.
But I mean, anybody that would tell Sylvester Stallone to pound sand, "I'm not building you a yellow motorcycle," to this day, I mean, you gotta have a little. And it's nothing against Sylvester Stallone, but to say an A-rate celebrity and just say, "No, I'm not doing it because I'm standing by my morals to this,"
because he didn't like yellow.
Because he said, "I'm not building anything yellow."
He doesn't like yellow stuff.
So
hey, Court, I'm getting kind of hungry. Can you get me a sandwich?
Is there sandwiches up here?
Yeah,
I think there's a few over there.
The fridge there. Those three fajitas, they held me over for a while, but they're starting to fade.
We're going to have to just keep a real ham sandwich over there and just hand him a sandwich sometime.
I'd eat it right now.
I'll say, back in the day, I always thought meeting Betty White would be interesting.
Sure.
Oh, she'd be a fucking hoot and a half.
Betty White reminds me of my great-grandma Joe.
So the,
is that the one you were telling me about last night?
Yeah.
Okay, more on her in a minute.
Probably the next celebrity that would be, I think, just a blast to hang with would be like Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Possibly.
I think he'd just be a hoot.
I could see that, yeah. Who else?
I'd want to hang out with, I don't know if people think of a celebrity. I think it'd be fun to hang out with Derek from
Vice Grip Garage.
Just because he seems like a down-to-earth guy. Like, he'd probably fit in with, like, he'd come here and watch our clusterfuck and be like, "I can get down with this." You know?
Definitely. You know, any of those guys, I think, would be.
Most other celebrities, like, I really don't. I don't care about the sports people or the music people. I just don't fucking care.
So, my celebrities are more inherently car people, and they're probably a little more. Trevor said he fangirled with
Clitoris.
Yeah.
Cletus McFarland. Cletus
McFarland. You almost said it, didn't you?
He might have.
I almost had you.
He might have with the other one. I guess that'll be another phone call on the Patreon. So, but I, the first time I ever met Fred was he just stopped in the shop, Fred Williams. And I kind of honestly fangirled a little bit. And then he was back when they did the Dirt Every Day episode at Rich's place, and then, you know, hanging out with him for a week on UA, when they did Dirt Every Day at Rich's place, Dave Chappelle was there too, and I always thought, well, yeah, you know, these guys are at a different place every other week, doing different these shows and, you know, cranking out the episodes, so they probably don't remember where they've been or what they did or anything like that, and then.
With me?
Six months, a year after that episode where they did the Scout House at Rich's, there was another episode and Dave was in one of his own personal trucks and they were out in Moab and there was a complete off-road can koozie on the shifter. I'm like, okay, that's cool. He kept the can koozie, threw it in his truck. Then when we were on Ultimate Adventure, one of the days, I'm sitting on a rock, just sat down next to him. Wasn't bothering him. We were just watching, just helping spot trucks through that. And he starts going, "Hey, do you guys still got..." And he started talking about projects that we had in the shop while they were there. "How'd that one turn out? How did this turn out?" I'm like, okay, this is a guy I can go hang out with, have a beer, and all of those guys from that off-road segment over there, like Trent McGee. Trent McGee is head of marketing for Centerforce Clutches. I mean, the guy can go work... any company wants, and he's super down to earth. And he starts talking about, you know, when he was in going back and helping his local, the club he helped start, you know, when they clean up parks and all those guys. And I think it's most car guys are more down to earth than versus your Hollywood celebrity or your basketball player celebrity or those. But, so Geyer should come back to tell us, can you talk about Grandma Joe?
Yeah, we were just talking about
just when you were talking about the
when, like, before she passed away.
Yeah, like the day before, like, she passed away.
So I was up visiting her. She's lived at home until she was 94, 95. And we were just talking. We were sitting out there just hanging out.
Because you were out there having a smoke.
I went outside to have a smoke, and she's like, hey, I want to go outside. So I was out having a smoke, and Mom was like, hey, Grandma wants to come out. I'm like, okay. So I went and got her, helped her get outside. She had a swing on her porch that she liked to sit on. So we sat on the porch swing, and she's like, give me one of those cigarettes. You got another beer? And I'm like, I do. So I got to smoke a cigarette.
And you earned it, Grandma.
My great-grandma, you know, like a day or two before she passed away. So that was pretty awesome. But she always reminded me of Betty White. She loved the Golden Girls. We'd always watch it. I never told her, but I always thought, like, she reminded me of Betty White.
Sure.
With her kind of snappy,
yeah,
snappy, bitchy sense of humor. So
sharpened to a
sharpened
point.
Sharpened to a point.
Be it, other than any of the Kansas City Chiefs, who's a celebrity you'd like to meet, Geyer? Your brother is not one of them. He's not a celebrity.
Depends where you go.
The whole Geyer clan's a celebrity if you go to West Union. We know this.
I don't know. I guess I don't really. Other than, like, you know, you were talking about Micro. I think Micro would be super cool. I think Morgan Freeman would be fun to sit down and have a beer with.
I never thought of that one. That's
a guy, you know, someone that's the voice of God. You know, just that, just, I don't know. I like, hey,
can you do me a favor and record my voice message on my phone?
What are you talking about? Can you record the opening of Heat Shoot Garage?
You know, something like that. I don't know.
I think, like, David Goggins or some of those kind of people that
are. Dude, I couldn't hang with fucking Goggins. No fucking way.
He'd want to do, like, a million push-ups or some shit.
Yeah. I don't. Goggins would be cool, but, like, I don't, like, talking to me, like, this fucker's a pussy. It's like, this weak-ass motherfucker. You know?
It would be like, yeah, I am, motherfucker.
What do you care about it?
But, no, I mean, someone like Goggins would be fun. But just to, I don't know.
I think it depends on the environment you're going to be in and what you're going
to
be doing.
I'd want to talk to someone that's got some kind of a skill or some kind of a, and I understand people that play sports can good play with balls, whatever. But, like, I just don't see that as, to me, that doesn't, I'm not.
It's a game. It's not a skill. Yeah, that's how you're looking at it.
I'm just, it doesn't impress me.
They're overpaid.
I mean? Yeah, it doesn't impress me. Or musicians don't impress me. I mean, I like a lot of them.
So no, is it, okay, to someone. I guess I draw the line there. True musician.
I'm talking like the pop country, pop bullshit on the radio. I don't
No.
I don't care.
But you give me somebody that, like, can play a steel guitar really well, or a guitar really well, a true musician. I want to sit down and talk with them or listen.
Yeah.
I think it'd be interesting just to sit, you know, be in the basement and play a few games against some, you know, nationally known pool player or something. Just pick their brain and just talk and all that. Or, like, if George Kittle were to go to Hart Ridge and I happen to bump into him, I think that'd be cool. And for the most part, I would say sports is not the people that I'd want to meet. But I don't have a lot of skill people. I'm like, man, I really want to meet this guy.
Yep.
Like some of the YouTube people I follow.
Bourbon,
like,
Moth would be fun.
Yeah, say Bourbon Moth, I think it'd be really cool. There's four or five different woodworking guys
I think follow. That reflects.
Fat electrician would be bitching.
Yeah.
He's not that far away.
And he can wire your shop.
You think he's, I wonder, do you think he's still doing electrical? I bet he's not. There's no way.
I don't know. If you look in the background, you can see his, you know, his, like, I wonder if they're, he's like, gold and silver plaques on the wall.
Yeah, he's got the YouTube. And to just be able to do that level of investigation and research and to know what's going on. And he's flying over to do other podcasts. And
his newest video that he just had, Chad and I watched, it was like damn near a fucking movie the other night.
It was an hour long.
Yeah. So I don't think he's actually.
Just like the woodworking guys, there's guys that are only putting out one video every three or 4 weeks.
Yep.
And they quit their job.
Yeah. Well, just the edit time.
Sell their product for the right amount of money and do the almost YouTube and live a normal life.
Yep.
Yep.
I mean, Bourbon Moth, he's obviously doing pretty well with the cabin that he's, you know, redoing and stuff. So
I should ask. I got a friend that is a HVAC guy up in the Charles City, Mason City area. That's where Pat Electrician's from or lives. I would suspect at some point at some job they probably cross paths, but I've never asked him. I should do that.
Who? What's that?
If Scott's brother, Nauman. Scott Nauman's brother, Brent. He's a HVAC guy up in that area.
I just tell my brother to keep an eye out for.
Oh, there you go. He's right
for
there.
A fat guy with
lots of tattoos, with
sleeves.
But
there's a lot of those.
Yeah, you watch. Josh will go be on his little episode, but won't be over here with us.
Right?
Is he listening yet?
Josh? Oh yeah, he's been listening.
Josh, you know the message.
See, I don't know how I would react to meeting some of the YouTube people I follow all the time, and. I would like to think that I'm not going to like fangirl over them because I feel like I'm pretty heavily invested in what they do. And
well, and
I feel like I know them. And
yeah, that's the one thing. With
that's YouTube. The weird thing for YouTube people, or you know, and that is, you know, they talk and honestly, just the other day, like I said, I was walking over to get the stuff from my home sleep study, and she starts asking me about the fire, and I don't know this person. I can't imagine on some of that, like you've been on YouTube for a couple of years and people watch you every week in your shop or whatever. They just come up and start talking about your life and you have no idea who that person is.
Yeah.
That's got to be weird.
We put a lot of
it's weird for me.
Put a lot of our personal shit on the.
We do.
Not a lot of people listen, but I mean, still, can you imagine having a YouTube channel?
I did have to call court during the school day the other day. Had a couple kids that didn't believe you shot me in the nuts.
And you couldn't show them the scar.
I'm like, but how can you make that up?
So, well, you know, hey,
one of Kelly's friends sent her a Safety Steve video. She goes, is that court? Like, yes. Yes, it is.
So
it's his new adventure.
Friday.
Hey, it's Safety Steve.
So you said you weren't bringing him on here. Now here you are.
He can't come
so, on. So the other day, every Friday we have biscuits. You've been there for it before. And
well, I'm usually late for it.
Usually late. Well, if you get there on time, but
I get one. They're just cold.
All these guys, I got a guy that wanted to be hired to sweep floors for his free set of race lines. He never showed up to sweep the floors. And this guy here, try to get him to do electrical and he doesn't show up in time and we're going to feed him. But anyways.
A couple McDonald's biscuits is not equal to a set of race lines.
True.
And it's a lot more highly skilled work that you're asking me to do.
Before you guys leave, we got some race lengths to test fit. But anyways, I had said something about, I was telling them about, because the guys that did quartz roof, I guess we're going to roll right into kind of what's been burning this week. I had the Amish guys out that did quartz roof to, I said, hey, I need a quote because we're going to add a 10 by 10. We're going to have a very, very, very small little
porch.
Well, 10 by 10 porch, but the Barbie Dreamhouse crew is going to get together to put a porch on Annie's house. And so I want to know what the, once we put that on, we got to tie it. We could cut shingles back in that. So I'm going to do standing seam steel on the whole roof. Quartz guys did a good job. Hey, get a quote. They were standing there telling me about the quote. And then I said, they asked about who's, doing the porch. I said, well, it's the same guys, same crew that did Court's house. And one of the other, I guess one of the other brothers,
yeah. It's Dan.
He's like smiling. He's got this big smile on his face. He's smiling and laughing. Oh, trying not to laugh so hard to get this out. But he's like, is that the guy that shot himself? And William,
shoot myself.
William, the head brother, I guess we'll call him. He goes, no, he's the guy. No. Court's the guy that owns the house. He shot the other guy.
That was probably Dan, because I don't think William was ever on the job site.
I don't know which one it was. William? No, it's William that called me.
They say he might have just got told the story.
He might have.
But it was William that called me. That was the one with the notebook with the sketch of my roof and supposed to send me the quote. But anyways, and so they're just laughing about it. So that was, So you're famous in the Amish community, anyways. You're a celebrity over there, Gary. They want to meet you.
Check that one off my list.
So, anyways.
I wonder if they give me a buggy ride.
I can promise you I can arrange a buggy ride if you want a buggy ride.
Fucking awesome.
I guarantee you, I within two phone calls, I could have a buggy ride lined up.
That'd be sweet.
So, because if I can't get it done, I know I can make a phone call to Jimbo Billy Bob, and he'll get it done. So,
that'd be sweet if the Amish had limousine buggies. Like they got like 8 horses that pull this like 12-person carriage.
Have you seen some of their horses? They need 2, maybe for 12 people.
I don't know, dude.
You don't know real horsepower rating?
I know about as much about fucking horses and fucking buggies as I.
Hey, all you gotta know about horses is the steering sucks, the brakes sucks, and they eat when you're not riding them.
Pretty much, yeah.
But at any rate, so I guess what's burning. So I had that quote done for that, and going to get that built this summer. I made a rather large purchase after selling off. Did I talk about selling the Toyota last week? I think I did.
Yeah.
So the money was sitting there, and it's like, you know what? If I don't do what I said I'm going to do with this money, I'll start seeing other crap on Facebook Marketplace and buy something I really don't need. So I went ahead and got a screaming deal on a set of 42-inch Super Swampers and 17-inch Raceline beadlocks for the Scout. So the Scout's going to be rusty, crusty, with really shiny new wheels.
Brand new shoes.
Brand new shoes.
Got a set of Air Force Ones.
So, and I got, so in the same week, I got tires, Dustin got tires. Dustin came up a little short on his tires. Mine.
He got 5, though.
Technically, he's less of a peasant. He spent more money.
Hey, technically, no, actually, I think we spent about the same money in the end.
Oh, so he got a better deal?
I think so, because I think mine were about $100 more a tire than his.
He bought 5.
Boy, that extra 2 inches was fucking expensive. So,
but his is probably more common size, honestly. But I will tell you, I will say this, Super Swamper, Interco Tire Corporation, none of them will ever probably hear this, but the gal down there at their office, it's a small family company, I believe so anyways, but that is the nicest, most pleasant experience I had buying anything over the phone ever. She's
even with the difficulty you had. That's why you were talking to him, right?
No, so to order off what they call the blem list, so it's tires that didn't pass inspection, right, but are still good enough to use.
You had some miscommunication between the bank and money that was.
Yeah, there was that. That was bank, but that wasn't what I was talking about. You have to call them to buy the tires.
Right.
So you can't just get on their website. You can get on the website, see what's on the blem list, but to physically buy them, you have to call them.
But they've got a long list of people that want to buy them.
It's first come, first serve to get them.
But they waited for you to figure out.
She said, hey, I understand. So, because there was a money not getting released and into the right account, blah, blah, blah. But even before that debacle, just calling her, she's like, you know, I told her where from, gave her shipping address. She goes, Iowa, y'all okay up there? I heard there were some tornadoes up there and, you know, asking about people. And, you know, I'm like, yeah, I'm good. That's on the other side of the state for me. And, but just really super nice. And then when she called back, she says, hey, this, you know, didn't go through, and I said, hold on, let me find out. And she goes, all right, well, I'll just put a hold tag on them so nobody else buys them on you. And super awesome customer service. And Raceline really was, too. I mean, that guy, I'm a Raceline dealer. The shop's a Raceline dealer, so I was actually looking for their steel cheap wheels. He says, hey, we're out of stock of them. But he goes, I got these over here. He says, 3 of them have scratches on them.
You're going to fucking scratch them.
I'm like, he goes, I can't sell them to you for a new price, but I can sell them for you for this. I'm like, I'm going to scratch them, putting them together. Send them on up. I open the box. We'll open the box because I'm going to test fit one, see what you guys think. I couldn't find a scratch on it. I don't know where they said it's a blem, it's scratched, but I'm good with it.
Yeah,
so,
no shit.
First time he's banging across a rock
or
a tree stump.
I have 3 out of 4 wheels. I have all 4 tires. I got to bring the tires home tomorrow night. They don't fit in the Cherokee.
They didn't send all 4 of them together?
No, because I bought 3 blems, and one had to be a brand new wheel. I had to pay full price for one wheel, and that had to come from the California warehouse.
You should have told them to scratch another one.
Can you have one of your warehouse guys?
You go dump that pallet over quick. Yeah,
scratch that bitch.
But so, anyways, I'm hoping they're going to be in here because be here. That last one's going to be here this week because the they're downstairs. You got to go downstairs.
I say that's
a no go.
Pour him a glass of sandwiches. Canadian whiskey.
They should be fairly cold now.
They could be cold, but no.
I'll just wait till we finish the main.
Okay. So, anyways, the Complete Off-Road Open House is Saturday, so I'm hoping to have them on for that.
You taking it over there?
I think so. I don't know.
We have graduation party Saturday. I don't know if I'll be
able to make it over.
So,
it's Grandma's 94th birthday.
Oh, that's... And it's so, this year, with everything that's been busy in that, it is a condensed open house. It's 10 to 1 with the... giveaway drawing at 12:30. No dunk tank, none of that. So it's going to be a kind of a condensed get everybody in and out and go home.
Bam, thank you, ma'am.
So I guess the only other thing is we talked about I blew the 50 apart last weekend, and with Brad's awesome help, almost too good help. He was sanding away on the one fender. I was doing detail sanding on the box, trying to get this box ready to paint. And I went back around there and I went, Brad, we don't need it down to bare metal. He was taking that fender down to bare metal.
Bare metal.
So I said, no, just we're knocking the high stuff off. This is a rat rod. We're flat blacking it. I said, go do the other fender. So I got all the different details. And we ended up sanding and painting in what, 3 hours? No, right. It's a rattle can, turbo Rust-Oleum paint cans, but 6 cans later of those big turbo cans.
I haven't seen the light. It looks good in the dark.
So everything looks good in the dark, Court. I look good in the dark. Come on. So painted, got to put it. I bought a power washer, replaced the one that burned up, so I can degrease, wash the frame, repaint those areas, and then put it back together, and we're going to find some front tires because did you point that out, or was it Guy? Who found the big groove in the tire? Somebody pointed that out.
Wasn't me.
Sounds like something I knew.
So there is a very deep gouge.
From bumping through.
I don't know. There's nothing that it contacts, but the inside of the driver's tire has a very deep uniform gouge all the way around the sidewall.
I bet it was one time you hit a bump with the tire turned the right way and it just...
an eighth inch deep? Several times. I don't know. But you maybe just peeled it out in the whole cord. I don't know. But I got to put front tires on it before we drive it too far. So yeah,
just turning sharp and going up a little hill would do it too.
Could have. But it's on the inside. It's not. I would have thought like on the outside it would hit the fender because they do rub the fender. It's on the inside. Somebody pointed, maybe it was Brad, I don't know, somebody saw it and said, hey, look at this. I'm like, ooh, jeez.
I don't think maybe that one was.
But anyways, so we got to put some tires on it, or maybe find a whole new set of wheels and tires for it. We'll see. But
so I've decided that if that cop car is still there at the end of next week, I'm going to have to go look at it.
Why do you tempt me so?
Why do I tip myself
if
so?
If you go look at it, you're probably going to bring it home.
You're right.
Don't go look at it if you're not prepared to buy it.
And are you prepared? Are we doing what you've always wanted to do?
Not immediately, but yes.
Okay. Is it an all-wheel drive one?
Yes.
It's exactly what he wanted.
It is exactly what I want.
Just why are you waiting a week?
Because he's waiting.
He has patience.
He's got patience.
I could so throw something out here right now, but we're not on the Patreon. I don't know if I could say it on the Patreon.
Had that come along before I bought what I currently am driving, I would have bought that in a heartbeat.
What's it need? Cam and lifters? It
sounds like lifters for sure, but if I'm putting lifters in, I'm putting a cam in too. A big lumpity lumpity.
Because you got to have it lumpy.
Yeah. Yes. So
buy it.
Court, we touched a little bit. Is that all you got burning, Chad? How's the new saw? Good. I know you've put it
I haven't used it a ton, but it's nice.
Tested it?
Yeah. Tested it properly. I'm going to probably start working slowly on some doors here and there, drawer fronts.
Tested the brake yet, though, right?
Ideally, I never will. Adam's baseball team got second at a tournament this weekend, was able to dodge all the rainstorms.
Cool. Congratulations.
Sounds like Ethan got first place in his league tournament this week for pool or for bowling.
Good deal.
So nothing but competing.
Big G, because I got nothing. All my burning is whatever you fuckers are working on. So, because it has been entirely too fucking rainy to start cracking a roof
open. That's for damn sure.
Did you try thinning out some of the stain today?
Yes. Yes, we did.
We're going to lead off with the incident.
The incident.
Uh-oh.
So we did try thinning some out, thinned it out, mixed it up really nice. Started doing pre-stain on the door, and I didn't take the stir stick out of the stain container.
Bumped it off the table.
Bumped it off the table right when Alice was walking by.
Oh, no. That's what she was. Here, I thought it was Dyer's peanut butter.
So. No. It hits the floor. Luckily, it lands, you know, and seals itself so it didn't spill everywhere.
It lands perfectly but upside down.
But it scared
down.
The shit out of Alice, and she ran through it. So her paws got a little stained.
Before I could take her home, I had to clean up her freaking paws with mineral spirits. And you know about how much she liked having mineral spirits on her paw. I looked over at one point. I just did the mineral spirits quick so we could get back to staining. And I looked over and she's got her whole paw in her mouth, freaking gnawing on her paw. I'm like,
just course,
did she let you even touch her paws or play with her paws?
She did not like it at all.
Other than mineral spirits,
it
just in general?
It burned, honestly.
Yeah, it might have.
But she doesn't like anybody touching her feet.
Okay, ever. UConn's the same way.
Like, freaking, you know, you even get your finger, like, if I put my finger, like, right on her toe, right above her claw, she'll pull her fucking paw away.
UConn's the same way. He will not let you play with his paws at all.
She did not like it. She made it difficult. Yeah. But once we got it cleaned off with soap and water, she was black paw for a minute. We got most of it cleaned up. At least I think we got it cleaned up good enough that
it's not going to transfer anywhere.
She shouldn't leave stains in the house.
Yeah.
Which is what I was most concerned about, because Julie would have freaking 187 my ass if I...
You and the dog both would be living outside?
We would...
We're at Quartz.
I'd be sleeping in the studio.
Sleeping in the studio. But yeah, so this weekend besides staining the dog, we stained 12 doors. So Derek had dropped off those brackets.
Yep.
That guy was like, those are never going to work. And I'm like, well, we're going to try them. You know, see what happens.
Never in a million years did I think those
You doubted Derek?
You saw him. If you saw those fuckers sitting in a bucket and go,
I would have had complete faith in Derek.
We're not on video. You can't see the eye roll. But it was big. Big eye roll. No, so started out, like, our anniversary was this weekend. So we went Thursday night. We went to Waterloo because we had plans to do some stuff on Friday anyway, because we both had the day off. So we decided we'd just go down Thursday. So we did that Thursday. Ate way too much fucking food, hung out, and then Friday we ran errands. What? Why do you have to be that way?
We're not on video. Nobody knows what I said.
Okay. So, ran errands. So, one of the things we did is, for the golf tournament, Kelly and I wanted to get a take a kid fishing kit.
Oh, cool.
So, we went to Shields so we could look at, one, look at golf clubs, two,
by entirely too much fishing
you
stuff?
You could walk through the fishing aisle guilt-free.
We spent a little more than I was planning on spending on taking a kid fishing. But whoever buys that package is going to get a sweet setup. So
great. I would bring extra money to the golf outing.
It's more for kids.
Take me fishing, Court.
It's more for kids. I just got a small little spinning reel.
I'm a kid. At heart.
You pay bills.
Oh, damn.
You're not a kid.
You pay bills. So you've got a little tackle box and probably more tackle than will fit in the tackle box. But whoever gets that's going to have a nice little setup to go fishing and probably could borrow some of the stuff that I bought for the kid. So we did that and then looked at golf clubs. Golf clubs are too fucking expensive for Kelly that she's never golfed before.
Right.
She's interested in the hobby. Yep. She's interested in it.
Well, all doctors are.
right?
Have you tried Camp Courageous?
I have not. We didn't try there. So we went to the golf.
Is she right-handed or left-handed?
Right-handed. But she needs right-handed, right-hand petite.
I have like three sets in the basement. I don't know if any of them would be short enough, long enough.
She might have to just deal with what she has to deal with. Because the golf outlet in Waterloo, the cheapest set they had was $450.
What's golf outlet? Come on.
Nope. Shields had a pretty decent set for
even if they're 300. Larges, Chris has a cutoff saw. Chop the fucking handles totally down thinking. And put electrician's tape or athletic tape.
We can make her a custom set of heat treated garage custom golf clubs.
That might actually be a good idea. So we did that. So then that's kind of what we did on Friday. Friday night, we did something Friday night, didn't we?
Doors.
That wasn't Friday night.
No.
What were we doing? We're just cleaning the garage.
Friday night I cleaned the garage, got it all spick and span, so we could start doing staining. And then Saturday you came over. Well, Saturday morning we had softball at 7 o'clock in the morning, so I did softball. Her game was done at 9, and then we were supposed to do opening ceremony at 11, but it rained us out, so they canceled everything. So that opened up the day. And I was going to take a nap. But then Guyer's like, well, I'm free. I'm like, well, if you're free, I probably should work instead of take a nap. Because I knew there was no way the doors I could do it myself. So we took 12 of the doors apart, got all the hinges off them, got them sanded, put the little brackets on them, stained. How many did we get stained last night or Saturday night? That was last night.
Seven
of the 12 we got stained last night.
You had 8 done. You're working
on number 9. Oh, yeah. We were down. We had...
You had number 9 sitting on the table.
Yep, when we ran out of gas.
Yeah, we had 4 left.
Gas ran out. It's like...
You guys ran out quick after I had to run out. Well, run out.
We've been working on it from...
You were there
like
all...
11 yeah. o'clock.
We had about 10 and a half hours in taking doors apart.
We stopped long enough. We went and got some pizza.
Had supper with the girls.
Yep, had supper with the wives, and then we're right back out at it.
It was about 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Yeah, I was like, I'm done.
Fuck it.
And so we called
We'll finish them tomorrow.
I showed up and killed all their ambition.
I left and killed their ambition, I think.
I think just working that long killed my back hurt, flipping all those doors.
See, that part didn't bother me. I thought I'd have a sore shoulder.
You know,
I've
been bothering with my grip strength has been bothering me.
You need to pull your carrot more.
The way you were vigorously flinging the paintbrush around while I was there, I'm surprised your shoulder doesn't hurt.
Yeah, pretty...
Good with a paintbrush.
Good with a paintbrush.
The ladies love a guy that's good with a paintbrush.
Say, the way my knees were feeling last night, I'm surprised I am without pain at all today.
You drank it all away last
Apparently.
Night.
Apparently. Alcohol fixes everything.
It does. Yeah, we got 12 doors stained. We still have to stain the
jams.
I might try to do that. This week sucks. It's just busy.
By the way, Chad, the stain, it was fucking drier than a popcorn fart. When we opened up the new can, it was the consistency of what you mixed up last night.
Yeah, so.
And
so
then that was an open all day kind of.
It was an older can. Not an older. I mean, it's only a month or so old, but and then it must not have been sealed as tight as it should have been because it was pastier. It's a gel stain, but it was pastier than the new can we opened today. The new can we opened today, it spread pretty easy. So it wasn't too bad.
We changed up our technique. Finally, about door number 10, we really figured out. Out of 12, we finally figured out what we're...
Yeah, and we were down
sponges.
To...
Sponges are help. The bomb.
And it got us down to 20 minutes a door. Like, pre-stain both sides, stain both sides, stack it. So
I guess if it starts getting a little bit thick, you just add a little bit of mineral spirits.
Yeah, that's what we'll do.
I mean, and that did. Like, when we mixed that up and it... We're like,
because we had enough left over in a tipped over can to do the door that was on the table.
We cut the plastic out that it spilled on, and I slid my hand underneath it and flipped it back up, and there was just enough in there to do the one door to check it.
So we got to do the jams, and then we have to poly everything, and we have 5 doors that we haven't touched, so we got to do those yet. But
there's more doors than what you had said there last night.
There's still five more. I didn't have enough brackets for all of them. We're close,
too many
buddy.
Windows, too many doors in that house.
Talk to the fucking lady that designed it.
Well, I'm telling you.
But yeah, so we're close to having doors ready to install. This week, like I said, sucks. We got band concert tomorrow, softball on Tuesday, softball on Thursday. I'm traveling for work on Wednesday and Thursday, like overnight in Madison. So it's this week just going to, unfortunately, kind of suck. And then Saturday we've got graduation.
I mean, just saying, you could take a night off from softball.
I might have to take, it'll be Tuesday night.
At least, if you want to hang
Thursday,
this
I'll have to. Thursday, I'll have to take her because Kelly works late Thursdays. So I could maybe take, so tomorrow night and Tuesday, I'm available if you want to drink some beers and try to figure out how we're going to do the door jams.
Love drinking beer. Say,
tomorrow, I should stop over and actually measure all the openings just to make sure that everything is correct.
Okay.
And then go grab a couple sheets of plywood and some wood so that I can start picking away at doors.
Picking those away.
If I can do one of those a night, that'd be a good night.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's about what it would take. And then we get those stained.
Cause you're talking cabinet doors.
Yeah, the drawer fronts.
Yep. Yeah, drawer fronts. Yeah,
it's all drawers. So, yeah.
All drawers, except for the underneath the sink. Otherwise, it's all drawers. So, we're going to do that stuff.
Other than editing this and getting it out, I think I'm pretty available tomorrow night all week. So when he's gone, maybe we should work on Vicky. Maybe you could help me do the gas tank mount.
Yeah, get my truck done while I'm busy.
Because that's going to take, I'm going to need a second set of hands for the gas tank mount.
Just, for those of you that couldn't see that, fuck you, Court.
Hey, we could work on this truck for him. We'll just put a couple little gremlins just to keep things that we know how to fix quick, and we'll just let him deal with them.
We'll just put the secret start in it.
There you go.
Easter eggs. We call those Easter eggs.
Easter eggs.
5 years down the road, I'm like, motherfucker.
We're an hour and a half in here, so.
Damn, freaking land the bird, buddy. Let's do
it. Bring her down, crash the plane.
Crash it.
So, any final thoughts? Words of wisdom?
Wisdom.
That's a very loose term around this table.
We need to take a field trip to one of our sponsors, Bearded Customs.
We do.
So I can take one of my pool cues and see if that might actually fit his unit. Plus, then we get to see his unit. That sounded dirty.
Oh, and another
dirty little fuck.
We need to do that, but we also, if anyone is interested.
Oh, yeah. Here, Kurt, you start with that and then run through our sponsors for us.
So, this is a non-sponsor situation, but for the golf outing, we're doing a
50-50. Non-sponsor, but near and dear to our hearts.
Very near and dear to our hearts. We're doing a 50-50 raffle. You don't have to be present to win. Each raffle ticket is $5. But,
okay, or you said we're doing a 50-50 raffle. We are, because we're on the board, what's it for? It's not Heat Treated Garage.
It's for Wyatt's Warriors golf tournament that we're doing. Wyatt's Warriors is a foundation that we've started, and how do I want to put it? In honor of Wyatt, that is working to raise awareness and support for
mental health.
So the golf tournament is going to allow us to help more kids, more adults, more people. We've helped. We've got.
See, we've put out more money than I ever thought we would in the first year.
Oh, yeah.
Year.
In the first year, we've put
out. And I hope it keeps growing.
Out. Yes.
Yeah. We still are taking applications for scholarships. So if you find the Wyatt's Warriors page.
To Chad's point, Chad brings up a really good point about how much money we've put out in the first year. And it's not just, I mean, we've diversified. We've got two scholarships out there that we're, want kids to apply for. One's vocationally for a trades skill schooling, and then one's just a general scholarship. We've supported this Monday. Tomorrow night I got to go to that.
Yeah, you got tomorrow night. You got that
tomorrow night. So there's a they call it Strike Out the Stigma, down in Cedar Rapids. Friday night, Andrew and I went to listen to the Ben Zobrist, World Series champion with the Chicago Cubs. That's the ball and stick court.
Oh, okay.
Anyways,
not polo with the horses.
No horses.
Oh, no horses.
No horses.
Is it like softball?
Kind of. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's smaller ball.
It's like soccer. But with sticks and golf balls, but you're not on a horse.
So it's like softball, but for men.
Okay. Fun fact I just heard the other day. They said it's actually you have to have a faster reaction time in softball to hit the ball than baseball.
Yeah, the mound's closer.
But even with the difference in speed, Even with the difference in, you know, they said a fast softball pitcher at 70, a fast baseball pitcher at 90, because the pitcher is so much closer.
Right. That makes sense.
You actually have less reaction time to decide if you're going to hit the ball or not.
At any rate, so with we've
so he's helped support the West Delaware team to go participate
Participate in that. We've the Wapsie Valley archery team to go. We've done some local events. We've got the golf outing coming up. We've got the color run coming up.
Yep.
The 50-50 raffle, like Court said, if you want to, if reach out to us. We can set up, you can Venmo us.
Say that the tournament's full, so this is the next best way to
this
help
is
support.
The next best way. So,
or come to the auction. We're getting a lot of cool auction items.
One of our sponsors, Bearded Customs. He's in on the golf tournament. He is going to be golfing with one of our
Listeners.
Two of our listeners. So
he's and a whiskey provider.
And a whiskey provider. So he might be our favorite listener because he sends us whiskey.
He sends a lot of whiskey.
So Dan Wheeler and then also Kyle Ming. So Kyle has never golfed.
That'll be fun.
So Kyle's looking for left-handed clubs, actually, if anybody's got some to borrow. But so we're going to put them together. We got to find one more. Kyle's brother Tyler. You guys have met Tyler. He might be coming over for it. We're waiting to see. Arch got somebody lined up or a possible backup.
Person.
So those guys are going to be at the. That's going to be a fun day.
It's going to be a hoot.
It's going to be. I don't know.
It might be the last one.
No, it's going to be first of many to come. But no, that's, you know.
Yeah, Mike's like, yeah, I can do this, this, and this. We can go do some other stuff after the turn. Like, I don't think you understand how much we're going to be drinking.
I don't think you get what this is going to be like.
We're not exactly leaving after this.
You think you're going home? That's cute. That's cute.
So, just
sleeping at Chad's.
I love my wife, and she is she should just start her own business doing event planning.
There's no mountains on the Coors Light cans anymore.
What? What's this bullshit?
These are the spark, the music ones now.
Oh, the music.
I mean, it is kind of in the shape of a mountain.
A little bit.
Anyways, so, I mean, she's got so many fun things planned for this golf outing. And if you can't, golf teams are full.
If you're coming to be serious, maybe find a different tournament.
Fine, go somewhere else, because this is, you know.
This is all to help Wyatt's Warriors be able to help more people.
And
that's the whole goal of the situation. And have fun. Like Wyatt would have won.
We've got the guys from, I've mentioned them a couple times here, and because they have, I've known those guys for a very short time, but they jumped in full on Lorax podcast. Adam's got some, West Virginia moonshine, West Virginia whiskey. They're shipping up here to be put out for different things you can win. We've got some stuff that Chad can't afford.
This is
for. Yeah.
Can you ship alcohol across lines?
We're getting it brought up. So
someone's still.
Well, I was just.
It's
like,
not coming, just paying for Iowa whiskey.
But,
no, I just didn't know if like you could send it in the.
I don't. We have special arrangements to get it here. So, at any rate, we're just all the different things that even if you can't, you know, the golf teams are full.
We're gonna have music. We're gonna have food.
Bill Stock
auctions.
I mean, local celebrity. Bill Stock, I mean, going to be playing.
And you'll get to see us chuckle fucks all dressed up.
Matching outfits.
And Chad's team has their own special theme.
Yeah, we're going Happy Gilmore style. Like, my cousin's going to be happy, and I haven't decided who I'm going to be yet. I'm leaning towards whatever Bob Barker did.
I told you, if you're Bob Barker, we're totally we're reenacting a scene on a green.
Neither one of them will be able to walk the next day. Too old for physical activity. Stop. Do your stretches.
So
you're going to get hurt.
So it's going to be a great event. If you can't be here in person but want to support, we do have the 50-50 raffle.
If you want to send auction items, you can send auction items.
If
you have a cool skill or thing you can build or whatever you want to do to help, we would appreciate it.
So... So I kind of mentioned already, Bearded Customs, for all your custom engraving needs. Who else we got, Court?
We also have the guys at Crawler Off-Road. A little disappointed we haven't had any entries into the Crawler Off-Road, what you packed your tool roll yet.
I did it, and I'm a little disappointed in old DJ, Mr. Social Media over there. We did two promos for them, and they ain't used either of them.
Man, we're not.
I'm gonna have to put the one out there.
Oh God.
So, Chad and I.
You're like actors.
We are some prime Grammy winning.
Acting.
Is it? No, it's not Grammy. What is it?
In the cinematography.
Oscar winning. That's what it is. We weren't singing. Oscar winning performances by Chad and me and some.
Yeah.
And they haven't used them.
Professional cinematographer action. I just don't know what.
They were at a one of their key events this weekend.
Yeah, I seen they were out having a little fun.
They were out there with the duck people.
Yeah. So definitely check those guys out if you need any recovery gear, synthetic rope for your winch. If you need a new tool roll, they have those out there. As always, everything on their website, HCG10 at checkout, saves you 10% at crawleroffroad.com.
Tool rolls, I've heard listening to some other podcasts, the tool rolls they're being talked about, and they're nice. They're nice. We did a legitimate TikTok. That one's out on our TikTok.
On our TikTok.
I don't know how big is that, the 15, 16?
14 inches.
Oh, 14-inch wrench. Open end, both ends, 15, 16.
That's how big they set. Well, that's the inside width of a Milwaukee pack. Yeah. It's 14 inches.
They fit perfectly in a Milwaukee pack out. They fit tools really well.
So, yeah, get yourself one of those. And then Social Butterfly Media.
No, 14 inches isn't right. Whatever. I don't know. Either way.
Anyways. Your shit fits. Buy one.
There you go. Perfect.
The Social Butterfly Media. Get a hold of Annie for all of your social media needs. Planning events. Sounds like she's pretty good at it. Don't she does that as a service, but she could.
If you need... I think if you called her up and said, hey, we got an event to plan. Can you help us plan it? She'd help you out.
I was going to say, you come up with her party planning?
Yep, she could do it for you.
You want it to go off without a hitch, give her a call.
Yep.
Or you want it to make money.
And she's... Did she do was what snowmobile conference?
The internet. She was the key.
I was gonna say, that was so, the international snowmobile.
2014,
conference, right?
She did the Iowa State Snowmobile convention in Dubuque, and then in 21 or 22, somewhere in there.
Well, Wyatt took the Malibu on it.
Yep. Okay, so
that was after the fire.
22. So 21, I think it's 21. No.
Yeah, fire wasn't 2020.
No, 22, because Green Bay, or because Moline was last year, that was 22. So 21, no, 23, 22, ISC 22 was in Dubuque, Iowa, and different states hosted each year. Just quick fun fact, Andrea was the spear.
Just different state, like international?
It's an international bouquet, so literally
I was gonna say, people from all over the world.
I don't know. To my knowledge, it's always been in North America. People from all the world have been there. We've had people from Iceland, Russia, everywhere come when things were better in the world. But it is the International Snowmobile Congress. And Andrea, when she was in charge of it, she has made... You have to have cover costs. And then, you know, anything above your costs, you make. I mean, I'm not going to say the exact number, but... it was a very large amount.
It was profitable.
It was very profitable for the state of Iowa. And it has allowed snowmobiling and the organized snowmobiling in Iowa to, be able to support a lot of other things. She can plan an event. I keep telling her, just why don't you start your own business planning events? But
I think if you hear this and you're interested, give her a call, work with Annie on that.
Yep. She's a woman of many talents. So, with
so that's
that,
our sponsors.
That is our sponsors as of right now. If you know of somebody that needs a shout out from some cool guys sitting in a shop talking
shit
stuff,
yeah,
shit. So, we're always looking for more people to work with, stuff to test out, shout out. We're getting a little better at the old medias, a little bit
sometimes.
So, I mean, we painted a whole truck and I had to fall back to my Mr. when formerly known as TMZ I had to have Brad do some videoing because somebody couldn't show up.
I think that night. I just walk into the urinal. I think there's more black paint on the floor than there is on your truck.
It's close. It's close, but it's dusty. It wipes up. I did kind of kick it the other day, like, ooh, is this stuck on the floor? But I think the truck turned out all right. Six cans of it. I think it covered all right.
I thought it was cute that you do it in two.
Three. He bought three the first time.
Did you see how big them cans are?
I know. He had two, thinking, bought a third one, thinking,
wow, I bought three, thought, oh, two should get it. No, not at all. So, Andy laughed at me again when I walked out of, I ran into Menards, bought the power washer, and I bought paint to paint the frame, and I came out with six cans. She's like, I thought you said a couple cans. I said, a couple is six when we're doing this. But it's flat black. You always can use it.
Yeah.
You can never go wrong with that. So, where can they find us, Court?
They can find us on, well, you're listening to us, so just tell your friends where you're listening to us at.
Tell all your friends. We need...
Leave us a review.
Yeah. I think...
Don't be a hoe. Share the show.
See, yourselves. When you wear your hat to the special events, point it out to people.
Yeah.
Yes. Get drunk, and if you're jump on a bull, scream to a bar.
If you're going to a special event...
Who did that?
I don't know.
We have video. If you're going to a special event like Trevor did, and you want to take something he threw to the garage to give who you're going to meet, shout, give us a holler. We'll send you something to take with you. If, you know, you want to be a cool listener. So, where else can they can find our content at?
They can find our content at He Threw to the Garage on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram.
All of the socials is Heat Treated Garage. So, you believe we've been doing this a little over a year now?
It's hard to believe.
So, final words, boys. All right. So, as we wrap up another episode of Heat Treated Garage, remember that life's projects are always better with friends by your side, and my friends are way better than your friends.
Way better.
So much better.
Jinx!
You'll be a beer. And for $19 or whatever that is, that's not a half bad deal.
Josh sent a text during the episode. He said, he goes, I just heard a researcher say that young men are more likely to end up in prison or jail rather than college if they are raised in any other arrangement than their married biological parents. All other familial structures are more likely to send men to jail than college.